الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال أيضا عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وقال أيضا عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم عتوف الرؤوف من يسمى بأحمد صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين Respected elders, brothers, sisters and the receivers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing us closer to the month of Ramadan. Today is the 18th of Sha'ban and very soon we will be in the month of Ramadan. There are so many brothers, friends who were with us last year just before Ramadan, and some were with us in the month of Ramadan. But today, they are no more in this world. and they are in their graves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower the blessings on their souls. Grant them Jannatul Firdaus. So it is an opportunity for us that we benefit from the virtues of the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to give a sermon the day before Ramadan, the one day before Ramadan. Inshallah, we'll cover that khutbah next week, which will be the last Jummah before Ramadan. What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said in the sermon, in the khutbah, a day before Ramadan. My brothers, when we die, nothing will accompany us. Everything we have will be left behind. And who knows what will happen to the things and the wealth we leave behind, how it will be used. If our children will not be pious, God-fearing, they will waste everything which we will leave behind. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, three amals, three deeds of a person will accompany him. Apart from the three, everything will be left behind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ الْإِنسَانِ إِنْ قَتَى عَنْهُ أَمَلُهُ. When a person dies, all his amals are ceased. He cannot do salah, he cannot go for umrah, he cannot give sadaqah, he cannot read the Quran, he cannot do tasbih, tahmid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And small and big deeds which he was doing in this life, all deeds are ceased. Apart from the three, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that it will benefit him even after death. Those deeds will continue. Illa min salasa, sadaqatun jariyah, but three will remain with him. Number one is sadaqah jariyah, an ongoing sadaqah which he gives in his lifetime. The inheritors will give after you die, your sons will give, your daughters will give, your wife will give. But that is not your wealth. As soon as the soul departs from the body, nothing belongs to us. It goes in the hands of the inheritors. It belongs to the inheritors. So a man at the time of death, he says, give so much to Nurul Islam, give so much to that, give so much to that. But he knows after one day he is going to die. The doctors have already given him the time. His soul is going to depart, but those things doesn't belong to him anymore. It belongs to the inheritors. You will get the sawab, but here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying an ongoing charity which he gives in his lifetime. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء. Allah is mentioning the example of people who give what Allah has given to them. It's like a seed. كمثل حبة أنبتت, he plants it in the earth. Sab'a sanabil, and from there are seven cones, seven ears. Fi kulli Sumbulatim mi'atu habba. In every ear, every corn, there are 100 seeds. And then Allah, He says that if the intention is good, Allah, Allah yuda'ifu liman yasa. For him who he wishes, Allah can manifold it. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who spend their wealth day and night, openly, hidingly, فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, they have got reward waiting for them, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that an ongoing charity will continue. And when a person he gives charity in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it. So an opportunity is coming for us. Number two, our ilmu yuntafa'u bihi, he leaves knowledge behind. He knew something about the deen, he taught it to someone, even if it is Surah Fatiha. So when you sit with friends, ask them, do you know Surah Fatiha properly? There is nothing to be ashamed about. If his Surah Fatiha is not correct, correct him. His salah will be proper, you will get the reward, sadqa-i jariya, until he reads salah. So ilm never ends. After death, ilm will continue. Whatever I speak here in Juma, if somebody learns something, it's good for me. Inshallah, you will carry on the deeds. Even if I die, I will get the ajr. In the same way, you do the same thing. Start it from the house. Sit with your wife and tell her, let us do mudakara. Mudakara means let's remind ourselves. Can you read Surah Fatiha? Can you read the duas which you read in Salah? Or you ask her, in order to motivate her, I will read first, you correct me if there is any mistake. Go to the bathroom, do the wudu, ask her to look at your wudu. Are you washing your limbs properly? Because it is the key to ibadat. And then salah will be the key to the jannah. Ask her the farais of istinja. Because remember, the big punishment of the grave will be not preventing yourself from najasa, from the drops of the urine. That is the biggest punishment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was passing by graves, so he stopped. He broke a branch of palm tree and he placed it on two graves. Sahaba asked, are these the graves of some pious saint? What has happened? He says, these two graves, the two diseases which are in the grave are being punished. Allah opened the punishment in front of my eyes. So I broke the branch of the palm tree and I placed it on the grave, and I expect until the leaves of the palm tree are wet, Allah will reduce the punishment of these two people who are in the grave. So the Sahaba asked what sin they have committed. Number one, he never used to prevent himself from the drops of urine.
And this is common in the old people. The bladder, it becomes weak. पेशाब के कतरे निकलते रहते हैं. The drops of urine keeps on flowing out from the private part. So take some time when you are doing istinja. Don't rush. Let all the drops flow out from the private part. First use the tissue a couple of times. Try to dry it and then wash it. The punishment of the grave is because of this. The second one, he was a chugalkhor, namima, carrying out tales from one place to another. Yahan ki baat wahan, wahan ki baat wahan. Phir do ke andar jhagda karata tha. It's a common habit now. The WhatsApp is that. Namima. WhatsApp is full of namima. Somebody put a WhatsApp today on the Instagram. The Salah of the Imam of Masjid al-Nabwi. Kullo bani Adam khattaun. I was very sad when I that my son showed it to me. Just before I came. Imam was reading Salatul Fajr. He started Yasin. Yasin. Wal-Qur'anil. Hakim. So he read Wal Quran il Mubin. It was corrected. Then he made the mistake again. It was corrected. First of all, is the video false or is it true? Did it happen? If it did not happen, then it's namima. If it happened, why do you need to forward it? A man is full of error. Kullu bani Adam khata'un. Every son of Adam is bound to make a mistake. Nobody is pure. Apart from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nobody is ma'asum. Ma'asum means who cannot make a mistake. Then tanzilum mir rabbil alamin mir rabbil rahim. So maybe I made a mistake. Mir rabbil hakim. It's in the video. You go out and when you Google it. So the WhatsApp is the biggest source. Instagram, biggest source of namima today. Carrying out stories from one place to another. Avoid it. In the month of Ramadan, don't waste your time. Switch off your mobile. You don't need it. For what you need it? If it's an emergency, you need to call someone, okay, use it. On average, everybody is spending 6 to 8 hours on the mobile phone. This is the assessment. Ramadan was there to read the Quran. It is connected with the Quran. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said this too. They did not do a big major sin. One is not preventing from urine, which is common today. Common. A person died, the son came to the graveyard. He's standing on the side. I told him, why don't you join the salat, janaza of your father? He says, I don't have wuzu. So there is a place in the graveyard for wuzu. There is the place, go and make wuzu. I send somebody with him to do wuzu. When he reaches there, he says, my trouser is not clean. Janaza of the fathers. This is the tarbiyah we are giving to our children. We don't care about their deen. We don't care. And in the month of Ramadan, our children have got no respect for Ramadan. You will see on the road, they're going to school at lunchtime, they are eating burger. It's month of Ramadan. Oh, the school does not allow us. I got a grandson, he's 8 years old. So I asked him 2 days ago, are you going to fast? He says, yes, Dada. He said, but the school is not allowing. We received the letter, small children cannot fast. So now see, when you do the tarbiyah in the house, you know what he told me? I was shocked. I was not that clever when I was 8 years old. He said, Dada, I will take the pet lunch, and at lunchtime I will throw it in the bin. But I will fast. Do the tarbiyah of the children. And that is what the Prophet said, the third thing will be a waladun salih yad'ula. When you will die, everything will stay behind. But that child of yours, whether girl or whether daughter, whether grandson or granddaughter, if you did the tarbiyah, your ongoing sawab will carry on. Yad'ula, other hadith says, Iza da'al. They will make dua for you. رَبَّنَا اكْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِوَالِدِينَا رَبِّ اكْفِرْ هَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. So my brothers, the month of Ramadan is embarking. So in order to be wise to spend Ramadan properly, I've compiled some ahadith which are related to the virtues of the month of Ramadan. We need to know the virtues. I want to buy a watch. Let us say I want to buy Omega, Rolex. So I will go to the shopkeeper, the showroom, and I will ask, is it scratch proof? Is it waterproof? Is it shockproof? Will the color of the chain fade as time goes? How long will the battery work? What is the guarantee of the watch? These are virtues. So you will see the salesman, he will, as soon as you ask, even before you ask, he will speak about the qualities of the watch. Same in the car, anything, any product you buy, you look at the quality. So that will motivate you to buy the watch, to buy the car. In the same way, if we are not aware, what are the virtues of the month of Ramadan? Then there will be no respect for the month of Ramadan. And respect of Ramadan is very important. Ibn Qudama, rahmatullah alayhi, has narrated a story of a Majusi. Majusi is a person who worships fire. He said there was a Majusi living next door to a Muslim family. And it was month of Ramadan was going to start. So he gathers his children and he says, look, the month of Ramadan is going to start, and the Muslims, they fast in the month of Ramadan. So he told his children, make sure you don't eat anything in the locality of the Muslims. Muslim biradari ke samne koi na khaye. They are not Muslims, but it's a Majusi family. Today, let us say it's a Christian family. One day it happened, the son, he went at the shops which were in the Muslim locality. And ittefaq say, the father was also in that area. The boy, he bought something and he started eating. He was with his Muslim friends. ये हकीकत स्टोरी है, ये कोई स्टोरी बनावट नहीं है, ऐसा हुआ और आज भी हो रहा है. The father saw him eating, although he had reminded all the children not to eat, because it's the month of Ramadan, the Muslims they fast, we must respect. Look how much respect they had for each other. He hit him 2 slaps. He became angry in front of the people, he slapped him. Didn't I tell you not to eat? After a few days he passed away. His neighbor was a Muslim, he saw him in the dream. When he saw him in the dream, he was on a swing in paradise. So he asked him, where are you? He said, I'm in the paradise. He said, how come? You were a Majusi, you used to worship fire day and night. He says, yes, I was a Majusi, but I had great respect for Ramadan. And because of that respect, you are aware that I slapped my son in front of the people when he was eating in the month of Ramadan. So how did you achieve that place in Jannah? He says, because of the respect of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me iman just before death. Whole life he hasn't done one salah. Just before death he became a mu'min. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And what was the reason? Respect of Ramadan. Respect of Ramadan. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gave me the tawfiq to repent, to do tawbah, and I read the kalima and then I died. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me the Jannah. So my brothers, we need to know the virtues of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا دَخَلَ Ramadan. When the month of Ramadan starts, فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَا وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. The doors of the heaven, they are open. The doors of the first heaven of the world, they are open. The doors of the paradise are open. In another riwayat, وَغُلِّكَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمُ, and the doors of the hell are closed. It won't open until first of Shawwal. The doors are totally closed. وَسُلْسِلَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الرَّحْمَةِ, and the shayateen are chained. Shayateen are chained. Now the question is, shayateen are chained, why do people, they commit sins in Ramadan? Question any? Shaitan to hai nahi. So that's the effect of the 11 months. The effect will not go, isn't it? The shayateen is chained, but because we were doing the shayateen things all over 11 months, the effect is going to stay in us. Effect to khatam nahi ho jati. When you close the heater, the radiator doesn't get cool straight away. The effect of that heat will stay for couple of minutes, half an hour. Many examples, the effect stays. You take a wrong medicine, the effect is in the body. You go to the hospital, somebody committed suicide, taken to the hospital. They will wash out his stomach. But the effect will stay for a couple of days. So here also, the shayateen are chained, but the effect will stay. So, month of Ramadan, my brothers, the doors are open for paradise. Doors of Jahannam are closed. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said in another hadith, there are four things everyone has to do in the month of Ramadan. Number one, the wird of the kalima. Walking, sleeping, talking, lying down, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. After 25 times, Muhammadu Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. After that, Muhammadu Rasulullah. Number two, istighfar, istighfar, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. This should be always whole day when we are fasting on our tongues. Astaghfirullah. And the third one, because the doors of the Jannah are open, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah. Ask for Jannah. That is the opportunity. Those who have died, they were with us last Ramadan. Today they are not with us. Will they be able to see Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah? No. The time is gone. Wa na'uzu bika min azabi Jahannam. Oh Allah, prevent me from the fire of hell. Oh Allah, mujhe Jahannam se bacha, Jahannam se bacha. These are the four things we have to do in the month of Ramadan. And this, for this we have to prepare from now. We have to make a timetable. How many Quran I'm going to read? Last year I read 5 Quran. This year I'll try to read 6, 7. How many Awwabin did I read after Maghrib? After Maghrib we go home and we fill our bellies. But there is a great namaz between Maghrib and Isha. 6 rakats. If you can't read 6 rakats, then after Maghrib you do 2 sunnah, and there is 2 optional nafil. Read that 2 nafil and add another 4 rakats. That will be 6 awabin. And try to read long Quran. And we can do it if we want. For years my habit is after Ramadan I read the whole juz in awabin at home, which the Hafiz will read in the Taraweeh. May Allah accept it. Increase your ibadah in the month of Ramadan. So inshallah we'll carry on regarding the virtues of Ramadan tomorrow after Asr. So brothers can join the talk. It does benefit a lot. It doesn't matter 2 people see it, 5 people see it, 30 people see it, 100 people see it. It doesn't matter. Because I talk about Allah, I'm not talking about myself. If one is listening, it's okay. If 20 are listening, it is okay. But it will benefit. Those who doesn't attend, it's a loss for them. Last example I wind up. If today government announces, whoever will bring iron will pay the price of the gold. What we will do? We'll take out our doors, take the hinges out, take the locks out, anything there is. We'll take the metal. Why? We are getting the price of? Price of gold. Somebody asks, what will happen to it? Oh, we'll see it afterwards. We'll put a curtain there. But today we are getting the price of gold. In Ramadan, you are getting the price. One farz, the price is 70 farz. One Salatul Fajr, you get the sawab of 70. One optional prayer, you get the sawab of farz. We ignore that. But regarding dunya, if you're selling a product outside, you're getting £1. Somebody says, no, go to Masjid al-Tawheed and stand there. There are rich people there. They will give you £5 for it. Where will we go? We'll leave Nurul Islam, we'll go to Masjid al-Tawheed. So it's the month of blessing, my brothers. Don't ignore it. And achieve as much sawab as you can. And make dua, inshallah. Allah make it possible for us, easy for us. Brother Yusuf, easy for us to move to our new place. Make dua, inshallah. Inshallah. The work is going on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us reach to the completion. So we all can enjoy in our new place. Make dua. It's not confirmed yet, but as days are near, we are hoping. Because there is nothing like no hope in Islam. Islam mein mayusi nahi hai. And Allah says, la ya'asuna Allah.
Do not be despaired. Everything is possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma.